那么今天我给大家讲点什么呢？一部演讲啊。这个世界真的是看脸的世界吗？为什么认为自己丑会对你不利？ Why thinking you're ugly is bad for you? 希望大家喜欢。This is my niece, Stella. She just turned one and started to walk. She's walking in that really cool way what one-year-olds do, a kind of teetering. My body's moving too fast for my legs kind of way. It is absolutely gorgeous, and one of her favorite things to do at the moment is to stare at herself in the mirror. She absolutely loves her reflection.She giggles and squeals and gives herself these big wet kisses. It is beautiful. Apparently, all of her friends do this and my mom tells me that I used to do this. And it got me thinking, when did I stop doing this? When is it suddenly not okay to love the way that we look? Because apparently, we don't. 10,000 people every month Google, am I ugly? This is Fayai. Fayai is 13 and she lives in Denver.And like any teenager, she just wants to be liked and to fit in. It is Sunday night, she's getting ready for the week ahead at school, and she's slightly dreading it. And she's a bit confused, because despite her mom telling her all the time that she's beautiful, every day at school, someone tells her that she's ugly. Because of the difference between what her mom tells her and what her friends at school or her peers at school are telling her, she doesn't know how to believe, so...She takes a video of herself. She posts it to YouTube and she asks people to please leave a comment. Am I pretty or am I ugly? Well, so far, Fayai has received over 13,000 comments. Some of them are so nasty, they don't bear thinking about. This is an average healthy-looking teenage girl receiving this feedback.At one of the most emotionally vulnerable times in her life. Thousands of people are posting videos like this, mostly teenage girls, reaching out in this way, but what is leading them to do this? Well, today's teenagers are really alone. They are under pressure to be online and available at all times.Talking, messaging, liking, commenting, sharing, posting, it never ends. Never before have we been so connected, so continuously, so instantaneously, so young. And as one mom told me, it is like there's a party in the bedroom every night. There's simply no privacy, and the social pressures that go along with that are relentless.This is always-on environment is training our kids to value themselves based on the number of likes they get and the types of comments that they receive. There's no separation between online and offline life. What is real or what isn't is really hard to tell the difference between and is also really hard to tell the difference between what's authentic and what's digitally manipulated.What's a highlight in someone's life versus what is normal in the context of every day? And where are they looking for inspiration? Well, you can see the kinds of images that are covering the new feeds of girls today. Size zero models still dominated our catwalks. Airbrushing is now routine and trends like thinspiration, thigh gap,Bikini Bridge and Prona. For those who don't know, Prona means pro-anorexia. These trends are teamed with the stereotyping and flagrant objectification of women in today's popular culture. It is not hard to see what girls are benchmarking themselves against. But boys are not immune to this either. Aspiring to the chiseled jawlines and ripped six packs of superhero-like sports stars and Playboy music artists. But what's the problem with all of this? Well, sure, we want our kids to grow up as healthy, well-balanced individuals. But in an image-obsessed culture, we're training our kids to spend more time and mental effort on their appearance at the expense of all of the other aspects of their identities. So things like their relationships, development of their physical abilities, and their studies and so on begin to suffer. 6 out of 10 girls are now choosing not to do something because they don't think they look good enough. These are not trivial activities. These are fundamental activities to their development as humans and as contributors to societies and to the workforce. 31%, nearly 1 in 3 teenagers, are withdrawing from classroom debate. They're failing to engage in classroom debate because they don't want to draw attention to the way that they look. 1 in 5 are not showing up to class at all on days when they don't feel good about it. When it comes to exams, if you don't think you look good enough, especially if you don't think you're thin enough, you'll score a lower grade point average than your peers who are not concerned with this. And this is consistent around Finland, the US, and China. And it's true regardless of how much you actually weigh. So to be super clear, we're talking about the way you think you are. You look. Not how you actually look. Low body confidence is undermining academic achievement. But it's also damaging health. Teenagers with low body confidence do less physical activity, eat less fruits and vegetables, partake in one more unhealthy weight control practice that can lead to eating disorder. They have lower self-esteem. They're more easily influenced by people around them, and they're at greater risk of depression. And we think it's for all of these reasons that they take more risks with things like alcohol and drug use, crash dieting, cosmetic surgery, unprotected earlier sex, and self-harm. The pursuit of the perfect body is putting pressure on our healthcare systems and costing our governments billions of dollars every year. And we don't grow out of it. Women who think they're overweight, again, regardless of whether they're not or are not, have higher rates of absenteeism. 17% of women would not show up to a job interview on a day when they weren't feeling confident about the way that they look. Have a think about what this is doing to our economy. If we could overcome this, what that opportunity looks like. Unlocking this potential is in the interest of every single one of us. But how do we do that? Well, talking on its own only gets you so far. It is not enough by itself. If you actually want to make a difference, you have to do something. And we've learned there are 3 key ways. The first is we have to educate for body confidence. We have to help our teenagers develop strategies to overcome image-related pressures and build their self-esteem. Now, the good news is that there are many programs out there available to do this. The bad news is that most of them don't work. I was shocked to learn that many well-meaning programs are inadvertently actually making the situation worse. So we need to make damn sure that the programs that our kids are receiving are not only having a positive impact, but having a lasting impact as well. And the research shows that the best programs address 6 key areas. The first is the influence of family, friends and relationships. The second is media, celebrity culture. Then how to handle teasing and bullying, the way we compete and compare with one another based on looks. Talking about appearance, some people call this body talk or fat talk. And finally, the foundation of respecting and looking after yourself. These 6 things are crucial starting points for anyone serious about delivering body confidence education that works. And education is critical, but tracking this problem is going to require each and every one of us to step up and be better role models for the women and girls in our own lives. challenging the status quo of how women are seen and talk about in our own circles. It is not okay that we judge the contribution of our politicians by their haircuts or the size of their breast, or to infer that the determination of the success of an Olympian is down to her not being a looker. We need to start judging people by what they do, not what they look like. We can all start by taking responsibilities for types of pictures and comments that we post on our own social network. We can compliment people based on their effort and their actions and not on their appearance. And let me ask you, when was the last time that you kissed a mirror? Ultimately, we need to work together as communities, as governments, and as business to really change this culture of ours so that our kids grow up valuing their whole selves. Valuing individualities, diversity, inclusion, we need to put the people that are making a real difference on our pedestals, making a difference in the real world, giving them the art time, because only then will we create a different world. A world where our kids are free to become the best versions of themselves, where the way they think they look never holds them back for being who they are or achieving what they want in life. Think about what this might mean for someone in your life. Who have you got in mind? Is it your wife, your sister, your daughter, your niece, your friend? It could just be the woman a couple of seats away from you today. What would it mean for her if she were freed from that voice of her inner critic, nagging her to have longer legs, thinner thighs, smaller stomach, shorter feet? What could it mean for her if we overcame this and unlocked her potential in that way? Right now, our culture's obsession with images holding us all back. But let's show our kids the truth. Let's show them that the way you look is just one part of your identity, and that the truth is, we love them for who they are and what they do and how they make us feel. Let's build self-esteem into our school curriculums. Let's each and every one of us change the way we talk and compare ourselves to other people. And let's work together as communities from grassroots to governments, so that the happy little one-year-olds of today become the confident change makers of tomorrow. Let's do this. Thank you. Hello, 为大家读完不知道听明白哈啊，一篇很励志的那个演讲，什么意思呢？就是他开始举个例子哈，说我的这个 niece，N-I-E-C-E， 侄女啊，她是 Stella， 她刚学会走路，她走的样子是一岁小孩走路样子里面最酷的一种啊 ，teetering， 叫 teeter，T-E-A-T-R， 摇晃蹒跚啊，蹒跚的一种走法。就是说我的身体走的动的哈，比我的腿还快的一种走法。Absolutely gorgeous, 完全的漂亮。And one of her favorite things to do at the moment is to stare at herself in the mirror. 她最喜欢做的一件事呢，就是盯着自己镜子啊，镜子里面自己看。啊，她完全喜欢她的自己的这个反射啊。She giggles and gives squeal and squeals. Giggles, 痴痴的笑 and squeals. Squeal 什么意思呢？哇哇的叫，激烈抗议啊。She giggles and squeals and gives herself these big wet kisses. 给自己一个湿吻。It's beautiful. Apparently, all of her friends do this and my mom tells me that I used to do this. And it got me thinking, when did I stop doing this?When is it suddenly not okay to love the way that we look? Because apparently we don't. 于是我开始想了，我是什么时候停止做这些事情的？什么时候呢？突然间，啊 ，it's not okay to love the way that we look. 啊，就是爱自己的这个长相呢是不被允许的。Because apparently we don't. 因为明显的呢。我们不是这种样子的，我们不是这种动不动就给自己镜子里一个湿吻的这种行为的人哈。 10,000 people, 10,000个, 10,000个人, 每个月 Google, 啊, 谷歌说, 我丑不丑, 啊, 这是一个人叫做菲亚, 啊, 菲亚是 13岁, 他在丹佛长大, 啊, 住在丹佛, 就像每一个年轻人一样呢, 他就是想要被容纳, 被喜欢, 那么周日的晚上呢, she's getting ready for the week ahead of a school, 他准备着这个, 下一周的学业, she's slightly dreading it, 她有点 dreading, 什么叫 dreading 呢? 敬畏, 她有点害怕, 啊, dreading it, 她有点害怕, dreadful, 啊, 害怕的, 恐怖的东西, she's a bit confused, 她有点困惑, 因为呢, 尽管她妈妈告诉她, 她永远是最漂亮的, 每天在学校呢, 有人跟她说她很丑, because of the difference between what her mom tells her, and what her friends at school or peers at school are telling her. 因为呢, 她妈妈和她说的, 和她朋友, 还有她们同学, 在学校和她说的, 不同, she doesn't know who to, 她现在不知道相信谁, 所以呢, 她录了一个像, 她把自己呢, 上载到这个YouTube上, and she asks people to please leave a comment, 她让人去在这个网上留一个评论, 我丑吗? 还是我漂亮? 我是丑还是漂亮? Am I pretty or am I ugly? Well, so far, 迄今为止, Faya 已经收到差不多有 13,000多个评论。 他们有一些长得非常的这个恶心哈, some of them are so nasty, they don't bear thinking about it. 他们都不肯去想这个事情。 This is an average healthy looking teenage girl. 这是一个 平均起来气色很好的女青年，她收到了这个回复呢， receiving this feedback on one of the most emotionally vulnerable times， 她是在情感最脆弱的人生最脆弱的时候收到了这个回复。 Thousands of people are posting videos like this， 有几千个人呢，她上传的这个视频是这样的，大部分的年轻女孩呢， reaching out in this way， 都是这样子长大的，都是这样出去的。 So, what's leading them to do this? 那么到底是什么在引导他们这么做呢? And where are they looking for inspiration? 他们从哪里得到了灵感? Well, you can see the kinds of images that are covering the new feeds of girls today. 那些图片呢, 就是涵盖着 现在这个女生们的这个新闻的今日的新闻呢 New feeds 找新闻 Size zero model still dominating our catwalks 那么 size zero models 什么意思呢 就是模特的意思 这里叫模特 models Size zero 就是说明它这个模特的这个尺寸是零啊, 就是说明很苗条。 他们依旧主宰着这个 catwalks, 就是这个走桥哈, 就是那个模特那个走桥, 就是那个走到那个梯子台。 Airbrushing 是什么意思? 喷枪, 用枪喷, 啊, 喷枪。 It's now routine. 现在已经是常规了, airbrushing 是油漆喷雾器啊, 喷枪现在已经是常规, and trends like 这种趋势像什么 thin inspiration, 啊, 立瘦啊, 瘦之愿, thigh gap, 大腿的这个差距, and bikini bridge, 比基尼桥啊, 还有 prona, prona 是什么呢? 它叫做 pro-anorexia, 支持厌食症, These trends are teamed with the stereotyping and flagrant objectification. Flagrant 是明目张胆的意思, 臭名远扬, 明目张胆。 Are teamed with the stereotyping and flagrant. 这些趋势呢, 他们是与 stereotyping, 啊, 这个固定的, 定型的, 还有明目张胆的, 啊, 与这些结合在一起。 他使这个女人的心里面成为一种客观的一种存在 Objectification 使具客观性啊 in today's popular culture, 在今天流行的文化里面 It's not hard to see what girls are benchmarking themselves against. 所以现在很难去看出来这女生在 benchmarking, 啊她们女生的这个标准啊 benchmarking。Bench 是这个长凳的意思 ,marking 是这个就是这个标记的意思 ,benchmark 就是基准。但男生 are not immune to this either, 男生也对此不免疫。Aspiring to the chiseled jaw lines, 啊这个凿过的凿光的轮廓清晰的 chisel, the chisel, 雕刻术啊雕刻。男生呢他们就是受这个你雕刻过的这个整过的这个下巴 jaw 是下巴整过的下巴还有 ripped six packs, 这个撕裂的六腹肌啊就像一个 superhero, 超级英雄一样还有这个花花公子的这个花花公子的音乐艺术家们啊 playboy music artist, 男生也想变得漂亮他们想有这个好看的下巴有六块腹肌他们也想上花花公子杂志但是呢这些一切呢也是对身体有害的 It's damaging health Teenagers with low body confidence do less physical activities eat less fruits and vegetables partake in more unhealthy weight control practices that can lead to eating disorder Partake 什么意思呢分享参与吃一点同吃的意思啊他这个年轻人哈、啊、青年人对这个身体有小的自信心呢他们就不怎么做这个体力运动他们少吃水果与食物他们也参与的 in more unhealthy weight control practices 他们参与更多的一些不健康的控制体重的行为 that can lead to eating disorder 可以会导致这个饮食失调 they have lower self-esteem 他们有更加这个较低的这个自尊啊、自尊心没有 They're more easily influenced by people around them and they're at greater risk of depression 他们更加容易被人周围的人所影响他们有更大的这个危险、啊、去这个抑郁、啊、And we think it's for all of these reasons that they take more risks with things like alcohol and drug use 他们更有这个原因他们可能有更大的风险、啊、可能去喝酒还有嗑药Crash dieting, 那么他们可能这个坠毁，就是不吃饭厌食哈。Crash dieting 就是这个饮食都坠毁了，说明就是厌食不吃饭。Cosmetic surgery, 还有一个去美容 ，cosmetic 是化妆品的意思，美容的，化妆用的。不被保护的这个早期的性爱，还有自虐。The pursuit of the perfect body is putting pressure on our healthcare systems and costing our governments billions of dollars every day. 这种对完美的身体的追求呢，开始对这个 healthcare system 叫做这个医疗保健系统产生了压力，然后使得他们的这个我们这个政府呢，每天呢就要花这个 billions 十亿哈，十亿的 dollar 去这个治理这个问题，每年都要花十亿。所以你们可以想想 What this might mean for someone in your life 对你们人生中有些人这意味着什么 Who have you got in your mind Have you got 你想到了谁 Is it your wife, your sister, your daughter, your niece, your friend It could just be the woman a couple of seats away from you today 你想到了谁你的妻子你的妹妹你的女儿你的侄子你的朋友可能是那个女的离你就几个座远What would it mean for her if she were freed from that voice of her inner critic? 对她来说意味着什么？当她从这个自我的这个批评里面逃了出来 ，nagging her to have longer legs. 今天 nag, N-A-G 是唠叨的意思，是有更长的腿，更加细的这个大腿啊 ，thinner thighs, T-H-I-G-H-S.有个这个 thighs 不知道喜欢看这个动画片的人知不知道那个有个电影就是皮克斯的电影叫这个无敌破坏王讲那个游戏的那个动画片里面那个破坏王就是那次 有一个这个游戏所有的坏人的会议里面，那个街霸里面的有一个容易很会摔跤的一个人，就跟那个无敌破坏王说那个我每天都要把我的对手放在自己的大腿两间去夹碎他们的头骨啊。I put my opponent's head between my thighs 啊，他用的就是 thighs 啊，那个街霸里那是个腿特别粗的人啊，叫 thighs 啊，这里就是 thighs。 我这单词就是这么有，就是因为这句话才印象这么深刻的大腿啊。 smaller stomach, shorter feet, 更小的胃或者是更加短的脚。 What could it mean for her if we overcame this and unlocked her potential in that way? 对她来说会意味着什么，如果我们啊克服了这个，或者 unlocked her potential in that way, 打开他们的这个潜力以这种方法打开他们的潜力。现在呢，我们的这个文化是沉迷于一种画面，这个画面呢是在把我们往后拉。But let's show our kids the truth. 让我们告诉我们孩子真相。Let's show them that the way you look is just one part of your identity, and that the truth is we love them for who they are and what they do and how they make us feel. 真相就是我们爱他们是因为他们是谁，他们做什么，还有他们怎么能让我们感受得到。 Let's build self-esteem, 让我们建造一种自尊 into our school curriculums, 在我们的这个学校的课程里面加入一种自尊。 Let's each and every one of us change the way we talk and compare ourselves to other people, 让我们每个人改变自己的这个讲话的方式，并把我们与其他人去比较。Let's work together as communities from grassroots to governments so that the happy little one-year-olds of today become the competent change-markers of tomorrow. 让我们一起努力工作，成为一个社区团体。从 grassroots, 群众啊，这个单词很有意思。grassroots 就是这个草民啊，草嘛是 grass, 后面 root。root 什么意思呢？根的意思，草根啊，你说的那个草根嘛，我们草根明星嘛，对不对？草根就是民众的意思。到政府 ，so that the happy little one-year-olds, 今天的愉快的这个一岁小孩呢，今天呢，他会变得非常有自信 ，change markers of tomorrow, 会成为明天的啊这个变革家 ，change markers。那么让我们这么做吧 ，let's do this。好了，为大家讲完了，不知道大家有没有听明白呢？那么我们下期再会。
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。